From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, August the 2nd, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Melanie Lekachevic is reporting in the Daily Mail that Coxsackie Bike and Sport has announced it is closing. The shop has been located in Coxsackie since May of 1992, a little less than 25 years. Owner Nick Bove said his other two shops, Windham Mountain Outfitters and Hunter Mountain Outfitters, will remain open. He said in recent years, the bicycle business has fallen on hard times, with internet sales cutting into profits of smaller local businesses. And although the mild winter had an impact on his mountaintop stores, the bike shop was showing a clear downward trend. Bove said, and I quote, "People are buying their bigger items elsewhere, like bikes and bike racks, and we are having to do the service for them, but we are not getting the sale itself," end quote. All three employees from the Coxsackie store will keep their jobs. Bove said he will find a place for them in the two remaining shops. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper that the Chatham Town Board has approved a plan to hire a deputy from the Columbia County Sheriff's Office to police speeding on the Taconic State Parkway and other town roads as a way to boost town revenue. The board recently learned there was a $6,000 shortfall in its 2016 budget. At its meeting last month, the board approved paying the sheriff's office $26 to $54 an hour plus mileage to monitor speeding on local roads and the portion of the parkway that runs through the town. Supervisor Maria Lull said of the plan, and I quote, "The town needs revenue," end quote. Other board members stressed that speeding was also a safety issue that needed to be addressed. Board member Bob Balcom said he was certain the town would see a return on the money spent on fees and added court costs. He said, and I quote, "I'm quite certain in an 8-hour shift the deputy will find the revenue," end quote. Board member Henry Schwartz was the lone dissenter. "I don't think we are going to hire a deputy to make money for the town," end quote. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Rick Carlin reported at Capital Confidential that the State Public Service Commission on Monday, August 1st, passed a new set of standards to ensure that half of New York's energy needs are met by renewable methods by 2030. Those renewable methods range from solar and wind to hydro and nuclear power. The move was generally hailed by environmental groups. PSC Chairwoman Audrey Zibelman said, and I quote, "The commission's primary interest is to see that renewables get built in New York. I think this is a pragmatic approach," end quote. The environmental group Environmental Advocates said it particularly liked the requirement to move power generators toward a more renewable green standard. The plan is not without controversy, however. It does include subsidies to make sure the state's existing upstate nuclear plants remain open. Critics complain the subsidies will cause New Yorkers to pay more for their power and argue those funds would be better spent on development of more renewables. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. The Times Union is warning motorists to watch for flash flooding in the capital region based on information from the National Weather Service in Albany early Tuesday, August the 2nd. Thunderstorms moved through the region overnight, triggering the warning. The flood warning was issued at about 3 a.m. By 4:30 a.m., the Weather Service said the storm was moving into New England, but street flooding was a problem in the capital region. Power was knocked out to about 1,400 National Grid customers in the city of Albany as of 4:37 a.m. You can read that full story in the Times Union. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star that the Hudson Pride Foundation awarded its annual college scholarships at an event on Sunday, July the 31st in Hudson. The foundation has now presented a total of $27,000 to 10 local high school graduates since it began the program 7 years ago. Students awarded the scholarships receive a $1,000 gift annually, provided they maintain a 3.0 grade point average at minimum. First-time winners went to Michaela Menegio Stahl, a graduate of Chatham High School, and Hudson High School graduate Zachary Crane. A 4-year award went to Nick Gainey. A 2nd-year award were presented to Amber Harris and Sam Engel. Hudson Pride Foundation co-founding executive director Martha Harvey said, and I quote, "We have to encourage kids to go to college and to do well. It is very satisfying to play a small part. We encourage them to have a successful college experience, which helps them be better prepared to go into the world and be a success," end quote. You can read that full story in the Register Star. The Mid-Hudson News is reporting that traffic and revenue increased during the first half of the year on all five bridges over the Hudson River operated by the New York State Bridge Authority. Traffic rose by more than 6% for a total of nearly 30.4 million crossings. Revenue increased by 6.37% for a total of $28.1 million. The Rip Van Winkle Bridge between Catskill and Hudson reported slightly less than 2.8 million crossings, or a 5.18% increase. The bridge took in $2.3 million in revenue, an increase of nearly 5%. The Bear Mountain Bridge, the southernmost facility operated by the authority, reported the highest increase in traffic, nearly 11%. The Newburgh Beacon Bridge remains the busiest in the system, with 12.7 million crossings during the first 6 months of 2016. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Finally, Helena Botmiller-Evich is reporting for Politico that Senator Chuck Schumer rebuked the FDA over the weekend for failing to recall potentially dangerous food fast enough and called for a comprehensive review of the agency's recall process. Schumer said in a statement released on Sunday, July the 31st, and I quote, "Delays in getting bad food off store shelves is just a recipe for disaster," end quote. The New York Democrat pointed to a Health and Human Services Inspector General report released in June that found the agency did not have, and I quote, "an efficient and effective food recall initiation process that helps ensure the safety of the nation's food supply," end quote. Schumer called on the FDA to create a new detailed plan for how it will execute a reformed food recall process. The call for reform comes on the heels of a major expansion of the General Mills E. coli flour recall last week that stemmed from a 21-state E. coli breakout. The outbreak has sickened at least 46 people. You can read that full story at Politico. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting showers are likely today and possibly a thunderstorm before 8 a.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. Some of those storms could produce heavy rain. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 77 degrees. Tuesday night it will be partly cloudy with a low around 59. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday it will be mostly sunny with a high near 83 degrees. Wednesday night partly cloudy with a low around 62. And on Thursday, isolated showers and thunderstorms also possible afternoon. It will be mostly sunny with a high near 85 degrees. Thursday night partly cloudy with a low around 64. Sunrise today was at 5:48 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:13 p.m., providing us with 14 hours and 25 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the second day of August, 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.